Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, dear family. Welcome once again to the Winning Everyday podcast, the place where faith meets daily living and where your day is positioned for victory. I'm so glad you're listening today, wherever you are at home, on the road, or preparing for the day. May your heart be open, and may hope rise within you. Today's topic is Divine Opportunities Are Coming, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." There's a powerful story told in Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers. He shares how Bill Gates, as a teenager, gained rare access to a computer terminal at a time when most people had never even seen one. That access wasn't common. It wasn't planned by Gates himself, it was an opportunity. But here's the key. When the opportunity came, he was ready. He showed up consistently, practiced relentlessly, and positioned himself to maximize that moment. Many people had talent. Few had access. But access met preparation and history was made. Friend, that's how divine opportunities often work. They don't always come loudly. Sometimes they come quietly. But when God opens a door, it can change everything. Beloved, hear this clearly today. God is not finished with you. No matter how last season looked, divine opportunities are coming your way. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, "Time and chance happen to them all, but when chance meets God's favor, it becomes divine opportunity." Let me ask you, have you ever felt like you were overlooked? Have you been faithful yet unseen? Have you wondered if your prayers are truly making a difference? If that's you, be encouraged. God specializes in sudden turnarounds. Joseph went from prison to palace in one day, Genesis 41, verse 14. Ruth went from gleaning in the fields to sitting with royalty because she showed up faithfully, Ruth chapter 2-4. David went from tending sheep to being announced as king because God's timing had arrived, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Divine opportunities often come disguised as ordinary days. That interview you think is just another meeting. That conversation you almost didn't take seriously. That instruction God keeps repeating in your heart. "For a great and effective door has opened to me." 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. Listen carefully. When God opens a door, no man can shut it. Revelation 3 verse 8. Here's an important truth. Opportunities respond to alignment. Favor flows where obedience lives. God prepares opportunities, but he also prepares people. That's why Psalm 37 verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." You may not see the whole picture, but heaven is already arranging details in your favor. Let me speak God's word over your life today. I declare that doors you did not knock on will open for you in Jesus' name. I declare divine connections will locate you this season. Those delays are turning into divine appointments in Jesus' name. That opportunity meant for your lifting will not pass you by. I declare clarity, courage, and confidence as God positions you for increase. In Jesus' name, let me ask you again, what if the opportunity you've been praying for is closer than you think? Here's a word of encouragement for you. Stay faithful. Stay expectant. Stay obedient. Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Galatians 6 verse 9. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment today and ask yourself, where might God be positioning me right now? What preparation is he asking of me in this season? Am I sensitive enough to recognize divine openings? Actions for the day. Today's action point is simple but powerful. Show up with excellence and expectation. Pray before every major decision today. Stay alert. Be kind. Be diligent. God often hides opportunities in responsibility. In conclusion, beloved, hear this as we close. This is not a random day. Heaven is involved in your schedule. Divine opportunities are not just coming. They are on assignment to find you. Now, let's make our confession of faith for the day together. Say this together with me. I am positioned for divine opportunities. God orders my steps and opens the right doors. I will recognize favor, seize opportunities, and walk boldly into God's plan for my life. Today, I expect good news, divine help, and supernatural progress. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word. We commit every listener into your loving hands. Order their steps, sharpen their discernment, and align them with divine opportunities prepared for them. Let favor speak for them where they cannot speak for themselves. Protect them, guide them, and crown their efforts with success today. We declare peace, productivity, and purpose over their day. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Before you go, if this message blessed you, please share the Winning Everyday podcast with someone today. You never know who needs this word right now. Go out and win today, because divine opportunities are coming your way.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.